This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. Today's date is Thursday, March the 1st, 2007. We're meeting in public session at this time. And at this time, what we'd like to do, my name is LaVarne Williams. I'm the continuing chair of the National Finance Committee. And at this time, what we'd like to do is do a roll call of the committee members. And to do the roll call is our secretary, Terry Goodman.
Dave Edelson?
Here.
Barudy Bediako? Barudy is not on the call yet. Brian Edward Steekert?
Here.
Jane Gatewood?
Here.
Terry Goodman is here. Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Sandra Rowland?
Here.
Bertold Ramers? Not on the call. Thomas Ruppin? Not on the call. Bob Sanborn?
Bob asked to be excused. He's in Austin on business tonight.
Bob requests an excuse. Absence. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
We have quorum.
Thank you, Terry. And next we'd like to go to the approval of the agenda. Did everyone receive an agenda? We also sent an updated or revised agenda right before the meeting. And did everyone have a copy or receive a copy of that?
Point of order, should we consider the request for excused absence?
Oh, absolutely.
Order?
Yes.
I don't think we have an excused absence policy. We don't do that. There is this issue. We do have a motion that says three absences consecutive and you're off the committee, but and the chair has to contact you before, but do we have excused absences?
I think in this case I would have addressed it because there was a request for it, but we have not formally put in place a policy in terms of just the basic caveat that if you miss three meetings, you should not be. That's just kind of like a general rule, but we haven't even voted to apply that to our committee. So we can move that for the next meeting to consider rules of governance in terms of absences at the meeting, so we can put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Bob is our treasurer here at KPFT, and he also has a really important daytime job that serves our community in the form of taking care of little children. But he really does intend to participate in the National Finance Committee meetings. It's just that the dates that have been scheduled have conflicted with his day job. So he will at some point join us, but not tonight.
Right. Thank you. And I think that in the past we've always been very flexible in that manner. In fact, that since the Finance Committee is limited to the treasurers and one director on the Pacific Committee, we have been very understanding in terms of absences.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, and again, and the reason to address it tonight is that there is, as Terry stated, there is a request to excuse. So I think we should just act on the request, and then we can move again if we want to talk about meetings and governance and rules of the committee. We can do that at another, or we can put it on the next meeting agenda. So what is the pleasure? We'd like to excuse Bob Sanborn's absence at his request this evening.
That works for me.
All right. Thank you. Terry, is there anything more?
No.
All right. Thank you.
I do have one quick point on the issues raised.
That
policy on committees was something that was passed by the PMB to apply to all of its committees. But we have not asked anybody to step off the committee for noncompliance.
Exactly.
Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
Is this a special meeting or is it okay to put new business on?
See, this is a very good point. My initial, in fact, I guess you saw my email is that I thought we were just referring over the major items from the meeting of last month on February the 15th. However, you know, we can, in terms of the way the agenda is set up now, we can just either vote to approve it or we can revise. So what is the pleasure of the committee?
This is Jane. I don't know if this is, I have a question or a comment about this.
Okay.
Number one, I thought that the review of the December statements was still an unfinished business from our last meeting. I'm trying to call up the minutes right now. I don't have them in front of me. I'm not prepared to ask questions about it, but I do believe that we never finished discussing the December statements, and I would appreciate a correction if I'm wrong about that.
Right, but that is exactly right. And at this time, though, I think that the purpose of this meeting was really to go into the goals of the projects, which was and review the legal expenses, which is what we did in executive session, and that the unfinished business of the results would go to the meeting of the 22nd. And this meeting would be a meeting that we were trying to keep within an hour for both sessions.
This is Dave.
Sure.
Two things. One, in talking to Lonnie, I was under the impression that we were supposed to have a meeting on the 15th, not on the 22nd. But also, in response to what Brian said, I feel like, according to the bylaws, teleconferences of the board are by needs, special meetings. But it's obvious that we can't apply that provision of the bylaws that says, anything other than the in-person meetings or special meetings to the committees, because if every committee had to meet in that way, it would obviously be impossible. So my own view is that these meetings of committees are all regular meetings of committees, not special meetings, and therefore the agendas should always be open. And to me, what emphasizes that is that any actions by committees to have force have to be approved by the PMB anyway. And that's the place where that notice requirement becomes really meaningful and important. So I don't think we should restrict ourselves. The only place where I guess I would say that might not apply is in adjourned meetings where you're trying to get through the agenda. But even there, I think the committee should always be able to consider issues that it wants to consider.
Thank you. So we have an agenda, so I guess we need to determine if we want to go to the section, the revised agenda with the new business, or if we just go with the old agenda where we initially was going to talk about the goals and projects are, and also within the time frame that we've set. So just let me get, if we can get a feel from the committee what it is that we'd like to discuss within the time period, within the time frame that I'd set an hour for this meeting. And then we have a meeting, we agreed at last meeting on the 15th that the meeting would not be on the 15th of March, but on the 22nd.
Well, this is Dave.
Sure.
I'd like to make two adjustments. One, the scope of work for the proposal that Rob's putting forward wasn't done. It's been going through some back and forth, and we agreed that we would have that before us in advance of the meeting before we considered the financial impact of that. So I'd like to move that be stricken from the agenda, unless Lonnie wants to give us a quick update on anything from his side. The other thing, though, is I'd like to add scheduling our next meeting. That goes to both the issue of the audit committee or the tech committee joint meeting and also to the issue of dealing with these issues before the next PMB meeting.
Okay,
I'd like to add scheduling of the next meeting and remove the I'd have to get back, but you know what I'm talking about, the proposal
RFP.
For...
Okay, so let me understand. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Who is that?
Are you referring to the RFP process, Des?
No, the RFP process I think we should do.
His point was the RFP on the content licensing consultant.
The content, the licensing issue and the proposal coming from Rob has nothing to do with the request for proposals. It shouldn't be called the RFP, but the RFP process that's being proposed, I think we should do.
Okay.
Okay, so And
right.
Let me just ask a question, Dave. This is Lauren. So you're saying schedule the next meeting of the Finance Committee?
Yeah, I'd like that on the agenda.
It is on the agenda. It's number three. It's always been on the agenda. In fact, it was actually we actually scheduled it at the last NFC meeting on the 15th of February. But yeah, we'll speak to that now. Did I hear someone else?
This is Jane.
Yes, Jane.
I just want to point out that it's 10 p.m. Eastern time,
yes.
And I'm sure that anything that's lasting more than an hour is not going to get much, if any, of my attention. I don't know how many other people will be on after that, but I think it needs to be brief. Whatever we're going to take from this point onward.
Thank you, Brian.
I'd like to fix 10:45 Eastern as the time to adjourn. The motion.
Would the committee like to consider that, or 10 or 11? I mean, I would ask that we move that to amend that to 11.
I would be comfortable with 11.
Okay.
Dave. I'd rather not do it. I'd rather we entertain the motion to adjourn when we get there, because inevitably, if we're in the middle of the discussion, we go on anyway.
Okay. Okay, so would we actually like to vote on this? What does the committee
decide? I would. I think we have a responsibility to structure our meetings in such a way that they don't become a war of attrition. Particularly in consideration of folks on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And that people have a time they can plan on getting off around.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Lonnie? 11.
I'm sorry?
I agree. I think we should adjourn to a time certain and have that be 11.
Okay.
Okay.
Although I must say, never schedule when I get off.
Okay, so would we like to vote on this? Yes?
No. Are there objections to setting a time certain of 11?
I have no objection.
Okay. So well, Dave, would you like to... Do you have an objection to that? Yeah, you do have an objection. Would you like to vote?
No, I don't. I made my point. I understand the competing point. I was drawing the objection.
Okay. So are there other amendments, changes, revisions to this agenda?
Can we deal? What is? That's okay.
Okay. Let's move ahead. The changes that I hear are to add. On after the approval of the agenda, we will, for the next meeting, we need to schedule a meeting with the technical committee and also confirm that we are working toward an audit committee meeting. Those are the two that I have. And that yes, Dave?
On the scheduling, I would like to ask that we meet prior to the PNB meeting so that we can go over the financial impact for the proposal that Rob Robinson will be bringing.
And the PNB meeting is on what date?
I haven't scheduled it yet, but the proposals were around the 21st. That's not right.
It should be on a Friday.
It was the 16th, 17th, 18th, or 19th. I was gonna query the board about.
Okay. So we need to have a meeting. We need to have the combined meeting with the technical committee or the audit committee before the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Okay, we can address that when we get there.
I'll ask for the following weekend for the meeting. That's fine. Let's just do that so we don't have to meet till we're dead.
Okay, great.
I'll just schedule the PMB meeting for the following weekend. It's still enough in advance of the DC meeting that'll be okay.
Okay. Okay. And so then the revisions on the, are there any other revisions on the agenda? Can we get an approval of the agenda?
Move to approve.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Next on the agenda was the committee officer elections. So, and this information, the ballots were sent. Now, I can report Al on this, or the other option is to call Mary Burke and have her report it. So either way, she reported the results to me this weekend. So I can, or not this weekend, on Monday, Tuesday. So I can give you the results, or we can call Mary and have her call in. So what is your preference?
Give us the results.
Okay, the results are that there were the two unopposed, me, LaVarne Williams, for chair, and Terry Goodman for secretary. We received just a flood of ballots. And
and almost said.
And Terry was unanimously elected as secretary, and I followed him as chair.
How many ballots?
Three.
I can guess why there weren't very many ballots, and that I never received one.
Oh, should we send you one and hold it off?
Well, you know, no. I'm just wondering if maybe that's why there wasn't a flood of ballots that were sent back, is that maybe not everybody got one to send in.
Hmm.
Did anyone else not receive a ballot?
Who was that? Was that Jane?
No, that was Sandra.
Sandra? Hmm. So everyone else received the ballot who's on the call?
Well, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't mean to speak out of turn. I wholeheartedly support you, LaVarne, and you, Terry, for being chair and secretary, in that it's a tough job and somebody's got to do it, and you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. I certainly, I think I have both your email addresses, so I certainly apologize for the fact that it didn't get in.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Sandra. Okay, and then next was the report from closed session. We had a closed session prior to this meeting, and at that time we discussed issues regarding our legal expense forecast for the year, and just to, in summary, we just agreed as an action to utilize motions that have been passed by the Pacifica National Board, and one of the motions was one concerning to a financial impact statement, or a financial impact for any motion that has been put before the committee. There should be a financial impact statement. We went through all kinds of discussions concerning financial impact, including not only just the forecast in terms of expenses, but also in terms of cash and the impact of these on stations individually and as a network. Dave, did I hear you?
Yeah, the rules concerning executive session are just that we have to notice that we did it and indicate that it was for confidential legal personnel or other matters requiring advice of counsel.
Thank you, and I think I did that with also, which is something that we need to is available for public discussion, and that's the fact that as a body we must utilize motions that we pass, and in this case, this is just an issue that we need to, in terms of a legal forecast. That's part of the legal forecast, but thank you, Dave. The other part of that was that we would like to schedule a meeting with the technical committee and also with the audit committee, and I can give you an update on the audit committee. So, Dave, can you just give us just a general idea in terms of when you think the technical committee, when they will be prepared to meet with finance to discuss these issues?
I don't know. We're having issues scheduling our own meeting. I'd like to just ask the U.S. chair contact the convener, Mike Woodson, and get with him about how to get a mutually agreeable date.
Okay, I will do that. I'll take that as an action.
Point of information.
Sure, Brian.
So are we mandated to have a co-meeting with them, a joint meeting with them, or just to work on something with them?
Joint meeting with them.
And this is about... I'm sorry, I just feel like I'm always playing catch-up with the national board meetings. What's the meeting about?
I don't know whether it was an executive session or not.
It has to do with working out
our position on the negotiation that involves both a technical issue and a finance issue.
Got it. Just a friendly suggestion that when you double or triple the number of people on a phone call, the conversation gets pretty unwieldy, and maybe in the future you might think about, you know, just the chair from one committee visiting the other to report back to them or something like that. I don't know. Just a thought.
Thank you. We will try to make sure business is conducted in this when I discuss it with Mike Woodson. And then a report on the audit committee. I did send a note to the current, I believe, chair of the audit committee that informing the chair that finance would like to meet with them. And this is regarding the finance procedures manual that the national staff and the CFO are working on. So that's the report on that. Okay. Are there any other points that we'd like to make? Okay. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes for February 15th. Did everyone receive a copy of the minutes? And can we entertain a motion to approve the minutes?
Very so moved.
Okay. So moved. Thank you. And next on the agenda is the next.
Chair?
Sure, Dave.
You a lot of times when we move things, you accept that and nobody objects. But technically, you should ask if there's any objection to adopting the motion.
Yes. When usually, since it's a telephone call, I can't see people. But I assume that they're nodding in agreement. But let me not assume that and ask: are there any objections to approving the minutes? Thank you. So moved. Next on the agenda is the next meeting of the National Finance Committee. Now, in our last meeting on the 15th, we decided on March the 22nd at 8 p.m. So there's discussion about this?
As long as there's no, I will ask the board to meet following that meeting so that any recommendations coming out of it can be dealt with at that meeting. The only issue is your availability to write up the Finance Committee report shortly thereafter in the event that we have the meeting the following day or in the following 2 days.
Oh, we will ask our secretary to do that. Then I can just forward it on.
Pass the buck to Bill Gates.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So now we can go to new business, and the first item on there were items referred by the PNB, and this was, I guess I've already jumped the gun on the next meeting, which was the review with audit of policies and procedures manual. But I'll open that up for other items that we believe we need to address at this time, and I believe, Dave, you did have a couple.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
What were they?
That's why I called on you, for you to tell us.
I thought that was the only one. My problem is I don't have my computer with me today.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
I can't consult it quickly and easily. I emailed it to the group last
time. Yes,
you did. If somebody has that email and can find it, that'll say it on there.
That was the only one in the email.
Oh, it was?
That's what I thought.
Okay. Okay, I thought it was maybe the content. No, well, I guess not. Okay, so the next item on the agenda, I think we've taken care of that.
Wait, are we still doing goals and projects?
Yes, I thought that was here.
That's
priorities and goals, that's next.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was a step behind it.
Yeah. Okay, so, and what we'd sent out, I attached to the minutes were the goals and projects. And that was, I'd actually included it at the bottom of the agenda, of the initial agenda that was sent out. So we all have a copy of that. So shall we go to goals and projects? Are we ready to hit that? The time check, did we do a time check also? It's currently 10:16. So we have about 12 of them on there, 12. So how should we try to proceed and go through this? We can look at the major ones.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can you just read the 12, and then I think we've got to make a decision about how much time we want to allot to dealing with them. But if we don't identify two or three, no way we'll get 12 done this year.
Okay. Shall I start? In fact, if there's something on one of the goals or projects, I can give you a summary update quickly, and maybe I can just knock those out now. And the first one, in fact, is the archives committee, and that was the whole purpose was to look at other means of generating funds for the archive restoration project. And I did hear from Rip Robbins, who was on the committee last year, but actually had an update on what was happening there. And basically, the requirements that was part of the motion that had been passed by the PNB asking for funding of the archives with an assessment against each one of the stations, and that was the part of the motion that I'd wished to actually amend. And Rip's position is that with the extra day of fundraising in November, the assessment or the requirement from the stations for this year would not actually be needed because of the additional funding that was actually raised by archives during their fundraising days in November. So that, at this point for this year, is not an urgent action. However, we still need to work with the archives committee to look at ways of fundraising that is off air, and I believe Bonnie actually had some.
I'm sorry. On what basis did Rip Robbins tell you that?
On what basis?
Yeah.
On the facts.
But the archives budget included 2 days of fundraising with a fund drive goal greater than what they actually achieved. I mean, they were at about level, but they're actually a few thousand short of their goal.
Yeah, and this is Dave.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and this was really an issue of doing something that they hadn't budgeted for, and the board hasn't considered, as far as I know, any change in the funding mechanism it approved. So we would still need a finance committee recommendation on how to address any of this stuff. But I thought we were talking about setting our own work goals, not going into details about any particular one of them.
Yeah, that's one of the goals was to one of the projects was to work in terms of looking at
got
the archive
it.
Restoration project itself.
Okay,
so again, this is the report from RIP, and that's what he believed the position is at this time, and that actually when he said that, if I recall the motion itself, that the first year 2006 actually was not going to require this assessment, and that what is required at this time is for Brian DeShazers to come back with a plan to look at what he believed the real requirements will be as far as financial requirements, and then to look at this in terms of the project as it goes into the future. So there's an action item, I believe, from the manager of archives to actually give us an update on the requirements. Would you believe a better outlook, a forecast of what the financial requirements will be for this or for the restoration project itself? So I believe they're waiting for that too. And again, if I can recall, the motion was that the first year, 2006, really did not require this. Elina, you can correct me if you're there. Did not really require that full assessment from each station.
Well, as I recall, it definitely was not to be funding until there was a plan.
Exactly.
And so we're at that stage as far as I remember. So.
Right. And until the plan is produced by the manager of archives and working with his committee. So that's about 5 minutes already on that on archives. So now I can go to the number two, and that was. We had a goal that the EDNCFO was to identify funds in a national office budget to explore outreach for our potential new partners for the Pacific Network, such funds to be dispersed through requests for proposals. So that was one. The third one was that we should do an 18-month plan and cycle or more of a long-term plan, but the 18-month cycle was basically to look at the critical cash flow needs of the first quarter of the following fiscal year. The fourth one, so the cash flow, our planning cycle to look at cash flows for the first quarter of the following fiscal year. Four was to review and provide input to the finance policies and procedures manual. with specific areas, including chart of accounts and signature authorizations. Number five, the CFO to prepare a list of how much was spent on the last PNB meetings on transportation, and that was done. So thank you, Lonnie. We got a copy of the expenses for the Houston PNB meeting, and I believe that there are some questions about about that report and about some of the expenses. Six, the national office to work with LSVs and local stations with the objective of reducing the annual cost of PNB meetings by 10%. And that's, as we see, that's definitely something that we need to do in terms of saving costs. The seventh was to implement the quarterly headcount reporting as approved by the PNB. Now, we did receive a headcount report from Lonnie for total by station. I believe there was, 138 at the end of December or January, at the end of January for the network for what we call full-time equivalents.
Yeah.
Number eight, the CFO to prepare a monthly report on legal expenses, including a forecast and trends over prior years. Number nine was to consider need for PNB to approve major foundation legal settlements. 10 is the investment policy. 11, reporting format consistency. 12, look at finance models on salaries and on a planning model itself for looking at our goals. So those are the major things. So we can... some of the things we've actually done or are in process, and the others we can really hit. So what is the committee's pleasure? I know we need to talk about, I think, the Finance Policies and Procedures Manual in terms of where we actually are at this point. So do we want Lonnie to give us an update on that, or do we want to just choose to pause the topics that we'd like to discuss?
Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
I guess I'm confused. Is that 12-point list, are you asking us to adopt those as the committee's goals and objectives?
No, our purpose tonight is to discuss these, to determine where we are with these.
To discuss
okay,
all 12
heard...
of those?
Pardon
yeah.
me.
I'm sorry?
Jane? This is not at all what I understood. I thought the intent of this discussion was going to be to give ourselves some target for what we'd like to accomplish in the next 9 months. And rather than spend the next precious 35 minutes just skimming over where we're at with this laundry list of things, which is really good. I mean, we need to be staying on top of that, but that's not what I understood we were going to be talking about.
I guess there seemed to be a miscommunication here, because I thought that that's what we're... The things that we knocked out, I think that's what we were saying, that these are... That
how was this list generated?
This is from our meetings over the last year. I pulled them together. These are things that we've already started talking on. These are actions that have already been taken.
Cool.
Over the last years of finance...
We may have
meetings.
Talked about some of them, but I don't agree with everything on that list.
Well, therefore, that's... Okay, so let me understand this. Let me test my understanding. We read them. We want to talk about what our goals and objectives over the next 9 months or so, and then we want to actually. So I think that is this the conversation we're having, or I'm sorry, I thought we were having this conversation, but I'm seeing maybe getting information saying, well, what are we talking about? Someone need to help me here, Dave.
So I what I understood was that what you were going to do was list the things we touched on, and then we were going to make an agreement as a group of what we were going to focus on and what our priorities were, in part so that we could establish a timeline for it at some point. And at least I think two of those items, the thing about the staffing plan and the rest, fits within that 18-month that 18-month plan. There's a couple of them that I think are a little ill-defined, and as you said, a couple of them are so detailed that we've really addressed them. Maybe because of the shortness of time, what we need to do is deal with some of the... Every member needs to go back and look at that list and spend a little more time on it and communicate in a little in writing about the preferred priorities, and then we can talk about it at the next meeting. But I'm curious to hear which ones people, like Brian said, he didn't agree with some of them. I think what we should do is hear what things people think are low priority items.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Liney.
I'm sorry,
Dave, were you through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Dave hit upon the key word, is priority. I look at this list, and I said, well, I hope none of this devolves to me.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I
could not hear you, Liney. What did you say?
These things, though, one thing we could do between now and the next meeting
mm-hmm.
is if we were to take these goals and put them on that priority sheet
mm-hmm.
that we developed, that people could rank each one of them in terms of how important they feel that goal was to pursue, when we come back together again, we would have a sense, at least, of what people feel might be the, what's that, number one, two, or three goal. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to put it on that ranking sheet and send it out between now and then, so that when we do come together, we will have had it, and we get a sense of what people feel they want to work on in terms of rank order. Doesn't mean we can't discuss them now, but it does mean that even after having discussed them, I still would have a question, you know, what's first, what's most important to tackle in the mind of the committee as a whole, or what's the top three, at least.
This is Dave.
This is Jane.
Mm-hmm. Dave?
And for me, the issue is setting ourselves a goal in time. So say for this one, we think we need to have this addressed within 6 months, and that lets us know how we need to prioritize what we address in our meetings.
Right. Okay.
Maybe a six-month ranking and then a 12-month, you know, what happens, the next set of priorities for, you know, 7 months out, something like that.
Area,
well,
Jane.
Everything has to happen within a short period of time. We're supposed to get a proposal on how we can do RFP, because you can't do anything with outreach through that process until you approve it. So
30, 90, 120 days?
I think for each item we need on that list, members should we should identify a target date for it, and that will give us a clear sense of how much of this we can accommodate. And by the way, my hope was that we would actually, that this would be a list of things we'd be foisting on you.
I'm trying to foist back.
Well, I think you have forced it, some of it, Liney, because you've actually accomplished some of these things that we've asked for. In fact, they've generated discussions. So, I think we're having this conversation. Yeah, I was kind of like, okay. In fact, I thought that we were going to review some of these things before tonight's meeting. But this is great. This is good. Okay, so what was the agreement that we're looking at, like 60, 90, and by the end of, by the end of this fiscal year, so we should have some things taken care of, then things go beyond that, because it is an ongoing committee.
Was it at that time, like 60, 90, before the end of the fiscal, as a way of looking at things?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I would think, yeah, and then beyond.
Okay.
Chair?
Sure. Jane?
It seems to me that items 1, 2, 5, and 6 are definitely projects. They don't quite, I mean, they kind of appear to be a different scale of things. I'm looking at 3, 4, 7, and then 10 and 11 are very, very closely related. And those items, 3, 4, 7, 10 and 11, those relate to the items that I recall as spending the most time with. To me, my way of looking at these other items is really a different category of things. I know that these things come up mostly mostly from the PMB to this committee, you know, because you're a director, and, you know, it's like you're probably have spent a lot more time with these other items. But they to me, to be kind of a different scale or a different different kind of thing here. So, and in particular, I don't even see the budget, the basically ushering the budget process through, which has devoured most of my time as a member of this committee over the last 2 years. So I would just say that's one glaring missing from this list, and that I would just separate it out in that fashion myself.
I think that number, Jane, just to update, number three is the budget. That's the time, that's the budget, and that's where we're saying it should be 18 months, not just, for the 12 months. So, yeah, this is major.
Brian here.
Sure.
Let
Jane continue.
That's so to clarify that, you're saying that develop the budget planning process into an 18-month planning cycle. That's the intent of that, number three. Basically, begin to shift the focus of it.
Well, it's not really shift in focus. It's that the nature of the business is that we do a 12-month budget. It ends at the end of the fiscal year in September. There's a fund drive that comes up in October. Because of that fund drive, that's when cash will come. Cash will flow in. But to do a plan that just stops on September when there's definitely a shortfall, or perhaps in a position where you'll have to borrow in order to get through to your next fund drive, is just not correct. It's not correct planning, and it needs to be recognized. And that's what this is saying, is that to do a realistic budget to determine where the foundation will be and what the financial position will be at the end of September, and knowing that there will possibly be shortfalls, is not very good planning. And you have to plan at least the next 3 months to show where you are, but really even you could do further out planning than that, and we're saying another 6 months.
Brian here.
Sure, Brian.
I think that's good. I think we might actually fit that under budget. We might just actually request an additional 6 months projection along with budgets that are submitted this year. But surfing on what Jane said, I found the list a little unwieldy and confusing myself, and kind of a mix of action items for Lonnie and things that might be committee goals. I want to suggest a revised, simplified list that I'm about to send out. And it would be, one, review and approve budgets for all network units in a timely fashion. That would be by 1 month before the end of the fiscal year. Two, review and approve a network-wide financial policies and procedures manual. Realistically, that would be just before the end of our term as a committee. Three, review and approve a standard network-wide chart of accounts. We should try to get that done in the next 2 months. Four, review and approve a policy to guide investment of restricted endowment funds and cash surpluses. 6 months. And five, review and approve a Pacifica National Board meeting expense policy. I'm saying optimistically 3 months. I'll hit send on it. That's my proposal.
Okay, so you've picked the things out of here, and those are the ones that you're saying that are important, and that's your list.
I think I might be consolidating some things too.
Okay, I understand that, but that's what you've done. That's
mm-hmm.
that's your list that you've done. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that sounds like a good idea. So I think everyone should do that.
Chair.
Sure, Jane.
Two things. First, I recall Terry was on the stack a long time ago, but since
I'm sorry, I didn't hear Terry.
I'm going to just go ahead and insert one more quick question. What does this item 12 mean? Finance models, A, salary, B, planning models for goal setting?
Just basically, there are all kinds of models that you can develop, and one is in terms of salaries. We have various salaries. We have both union and non-union, and to set up a model so that when salaries are actually calculated, you're doing a planning cycle based on either weekly salaries or so it's just a planning. It's just a model.
Thank you.
I think that's a summary of something I proposed, and Good. If it is, what I had intended by that is, look, and it's something I would add to Brian's list, is that the financial pressures we're under aren't just revenue side, they're expense side, and they have in part to do with our staffing models, which moved from almost entirely volunteer 10 years ago to now a significant number of paid personnel producing programming. That's a structural shift that imposes certain kinds of financial demands. And the issue was looking at our staffing model and how sustainable it is, and if the efforts that we're putting, if the money that we're putting into staffing on that side is sustainable, and what are staffing models going to be? Because we have two stations, T and W, that don't have any such people in their staff, and three stations that do to varying degrees or another. And it's pretty much happening on an ad hoc basis at each station, not in terms of any long-term planning. So, but I thought it could be folded into that 18-month notion because it connected to the issue of long-term budget planning for the stations. And what we should be doing is asking the management to weigh in on their overall approach to staffing, both near and long-term.
Okay, very good.
Terry?
Sure, Terry.
Yeah, I wanted to point out that item 4, reviewing the financial policies and procedures, is a priority given to us by the PMB.
Yes.
We have to give that a high priority, and I'm ready to hear when we'll get the draft.
Okay, Lonnie?
Well, I started work on it already, as I think I said on my last call, I'll have preliminary draft by the 22nd, and then I'll come back with a final. After getting input, I'll do the final work on it. But yeah, a lot of work has been done on it already. The goal will be to try to be as comprehensive as possible. I've got some policies around board meetings already done, at least first draft, and that's being reviewed by the auditor. Now we've been talking about it, and I got input from, you know, as many people as possible, and I'm bringing to the Finance Committee for their input. So I'll have, before the meeting on the 22nd, at least the board piece. And then beyond that, we'll include items that people have mentioned, from signature authorization, chart of accounts, after that. But I think I'll go with the auditor's recommendations on some of the things he felt needed to be in the financial policies and procedures manual. So two steps. First step, at the next board meeting, I'll send it out before that meeting. And then beyond that, the second phase, which will be as comprehensive as I can make it without it being unwieldy.
So when should we review it with the audit committee?
Well, I'm going to do the first draft. I have the first draft done already around board policies and board meetings. And then whenever 2 weeks later, I think I'll have the other policies that suggested after getting input from you folks. So I think that in 30 to 45 days, we'll have that manual. Remember, we've already got a running head start of it. In terms of a lot is already in the draft manual that's been with us for a couple of years.
The timeline is then, what is the timeline again, Lonnie?
30 to 45 days.
Does that mean we meet with audit? After 45 days?
Yeah, I think in 45 days I can safely say that a manual that's been reviewed by key players will be ready for audit to look at it, and of course their input would be welcome before then or at that point.
Okay, can I just ask a question? The next board meeting, PNB meeting, is April the 22nd?
21st. Or so in D.C.
D.C., so that's like how many days out? That's like about
8 weeks. Let's see. 7 weeks.
I'll be ready.
Okay, so so that's around the time that you should have. So maybe we can do it. Oh, okay, so after then what is the timeline? The audit committee, finance, do we need to get, and then we're looking at approval, publishing.
Recommendation, yeah. Yeah, so I'll get it before you.
Madam Chair?
Just a second, let Lonnie continue, and then Dave. Go ahead,
Sorry.
Lonnie.
Yeah, so we'll start the process on our next finance committee meeting on the 22nd, where I'll put some policies before you. Of course, before that meeting, I'll send it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see how far I've gotten at that point. Then I'll take more feedback and then finish the document, as I said, before the April board, so that we can have a look at it before that board meeting takes place.
Okay. Okay, and then the final we're looking at before the July or June board meeting. We should have a document.
Yes, because I do think that as we look at this document, we may have some financial policies that we want to put in place in conjunction with next year's budget. So it will be the proper timing to get that done, too.
Okay. Dave?
Yeah, we agreed that we would terminate this call in 17 minutes, and I would like to propose that we move the agenda to the question of the request for proposals policy outline that Lonnie sent us for the remainder of the meeting.
Okay.
I didn't get a copy of that. It's the first I've heard we got something in writing.
Yeah, I did not send it out.
Oh, really? Well, then scratch that, because people need to see it in writing. I thought it was sent out. My apologies.
I do have something I can send out now, but maybe one more review wouldn't hurt, and we'll have it out.
People need to have read it before we talk about it.
Yeah, so we can move that to the next meeting.
Sure.
As we can continue this.
Okay.
Okay. So then, David's done a time check. So let's kind of see where we are now. We have requested that people. Well, Lonnie had proposed something. Then Brian had looked at a number of the items and had consolidated and had given his list. So I think that we can all basically do the same thing in terms of consolidating or in terms of itemizing the list. Jane had said she was separating some of the items on the list, and I think that I can separate some of the items, too, in terms of what has been done, the process that's in place versus what we need to move to. So,
yeah, Chair. On my point, I think that the your list is goals and projects, and I think that some of the items that got left off of Brian's simplified list are the things that really they're just ongoing projects, but they're not quite at the same level as goals.
Right, and I think the reason for including them is that kind of like we've had discussions before, is that we ask things to be done, and it's kind of forgotten, and then it's like we have to reinvent the wheel or restart it. So if we keep it on our list, then we can be certain that it's done.
For what it's worth, I'm always optimistic that there's a better wheel design out there somewhere.
It's coming at us in 2036 on the asteroid. But anyway.
Well, LaVarne, I think you're making a good point about keeping track of action items and following up on them. But I think that needs to be a separate list from goals, because I think having concrete goals in terms of things we want to accomplish as a committee helps us prioritize the action items and the projects. And that's what I'm at least looking for at the start of the year. A lot of time in these meetings, I'm not sure why we're spending as much time as we are on specific items, except that it's caught our fancy. And I'd like a real sense of how each thing that we're doing as a committee is working toward a goal we've agreed on.
Okay, thank you. So are there other comments here?
Yeah, Dave.
Lonnie, and then Dave?
Yeah, I think we have to come out after the next meeting with a prioritized list, because I don't see how we're going to get 12 things done. We'll do them all badly. I certainly would like a way to say the committee has agreement and consensus around two or three top critical items. Somehow really getting to that point.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay, Dave?
In what Jane and Brian said, I'm not sure where fits this idea that I was trying to put forward, that we need as a committee to be somehow proactive in addressing long-term financial structure, and particularly as it relates to the staffing model.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, I mean, to me, that's both figuring out a good way to do that is a goal. It's obvious that, management has to make some proposals, but I think that we have to bring to the board at some point some coherent suggestions around our future staffing model, because of all the issues that have been raised on this call before, that staff expenses, even if you don't change staff at all, go up and up and up. And with revenue based on the programming that's being produced flat right now, then you can look out and see that there's a problem coming. And mm-hmm. so that question's really critical. And it doesn't fall necessarily into the category of something that's a concrete and specific thing that we have to get done today or tomorrow. And because it's not, it tends not to be addressed. And so that's why I would like to make it a goal and priority, that we figure out what kinds of recommendations we're making to the board as a result of these 18-month plans that we're asking for and beyond.
Right. And just very, very quickly, in a finance environment, that's basically you're working on more than one level. You have every month you have to close the books. So that's just not a project, but your goal is to close the books and close it within a certain number of days. So there's process in any financial organization. That's how it runs. You know, you have to do certain projects. They have to be done. You have to close the books. You have to have it done. You have to have headcount. So that's part of this ongoing set of financial priorities. You know, it's integral to finance. So it's just as important. And then to do the other things, like we're looking at the investment policy, we're looking at in the other projects. So that's also part of, in terms of running an organization smoothly and being able to, like, not only have the process in place, but and being able to actually do these projects that will make the not only finance but the foundation itself more efficient, more organized, and better able to produce, make it easier to produce the results that we want, which is programming and being able to educate and really to be a force in media at this time on this planet. So again, you know, finance is a very integral part, but also is also very much a part of your operations of any type of environment. So that's what these things are trying to do. Is trying to show that, you know, we're part of the process, we have ongoing tasks that must be accomplished, but in addition, we're working with the other operating groups and operating technical and all the other areas to help make these things actually happen and to make their positions easier to do and smoother and to produce the outcomes that the foundation really wants. So, you know, that's just kind of like a little overall overview of finance.
I was just curious when Brian and Jane said what they said, where would they place the kind of thing that I was talking about in the spectrum they're describing?
Can I address that?
Sure.
You know, Dave, I think that's an excellent question, because I think that's the reason why we have to prioritize what we're doing and set some goals. I guess I can imagine there might be some broader ways of describing that would I think essentially we need to move towards real financial planning, and to do that we need to we need to get much higher caliber reports. And so what you're asking for is
I didn't hear what you said.
I said
need to get what?
A much higher level of reports and analysis on some of these things. Because what you're asking for is just one very vital part of the financial planning that we would like to be doing. You've identified this issue with staffing as being the real big one. And it is having a huge impact. There's other ones the investment policy that Brian's talking about is significant. But in terms of this the staffing structure,
I just think Jane, your phone is like underwater.
Oh, sorry. Is this any better?
Like it's underwater.
Any better?
Yeah, that's much better.
I don't know what I'm not sure what's going on. I just think that your question is very important. I think that in a way, it kind of underlines everything that we should be doing, moving towards. I don't know how to put it in a list, but I definitely don't know how to move towards that. But I'm glad that you explained what you meant by it with the staffing policy. I remember that now that you went over it again.
Brian here?
Yeah, Brian.
I guess I'm with Jane. I mean, I'm of two minds about it. One is that what I'm proposing here are tools that help you have the kind of discussion you're proposing. I feel like we have to lay a foundation before we start building a house. And some of the more pressing things we need if we want to start comparing the business models of different stations are things like a uniform chart of accounts and a financial policies manual, policies and procedures manual that makes sure everyone's kind of handling their money and accounting the same way. But I also think, Steve, that what you're basically proposing is that we join a discussion that's happened in this committee, outside of this committee, and on various listservs that aren't affiliated with Pacifica's boards for years now. And I think it's a good discussion to have, but I don't know that there's necessarily a resolution or a deliverable that you get out of it. It may be a discussion we continue having for a long time. And would probably inform a lot of other things the board might want to do, like might inform a strategic planning process where the board set 3- and 5-year goals and so forth. Am I making sense? It's getting late for me. I've been up since 5 a.m.
Let me check the time. But let's get from Dave and hear from Liney, and then we'll do a wrap. Because I, what I was trying to give early in my little explanation is exactly what a financial environment is and how finance works and that you know, in terms of like picking off or saying that this is what finance does, that's not really it, and that it does involve all of these things. You're working both strategically with the what we would call an operations group, and also we are actually have basic assignments ourselves in finance in order to make operations run more smoothly. So it's like both the process, it's both the advice and counsel, and it's also in terms of helping to set these goals or really helping to help the foundation or the organization run more smoothly. And as I said, to achieve the outcomes that we want, which is better programming, which is to continue our role in media reform, and that's what finance is. I mean, that's what it is. So, you know, just trying to give you an overview of really what it is. If you have not worked in a finance environment, that's what you're attempting to do as a finance group. But Dave and then Liney, then it's getting to be about that time. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Brian, you say things like, well, that's the discussion that's going on all over. But really, that's what we're up against financially. We're, and this was the point that was made early when Pacifica was when this happened to Pacifica, when it was done to it by a board that came in and said, okay, we're going to change this, and an executive director. They came in, they consciously and directly said, we are going to change the staffing model. We're going to change the nature of the institution. There was a partial change, and one of the arguments was the economic model is completely unsustainable in this sector. And if you project out the way it needs to grow, you're going to fundamentally change the nature of the foundation. Now, I understand that it's hard to do. It also is beyond, in some sense, some of these questions are a little bit beyond the scope of this committee. But this committee should be getting a handle on things like, are stations going to be, and recommendations, are they going to be expanding staff? Okay, is that in the plans? And if so, in which directions? And what's going to happen to our staff costs over the next 4 years? how does that line up with revenue projections? Not just a, let's get ourselves through this year's budget cycle. And if you want to call it long-term financial planning, that's fine. I take the point that this is, that Jane made, that this is one element within, and LaVon made it too, within a larger set of things. I think the question of staffing costs is going to be the thing that, that's going to overrun us in the next couple of years. And if we don't turn that somewhat larger, somewhat more abstract notion into a concrete set of steps now, we're in trouble. And if by the end of this year, all we did was resolve the question of how we report on chart of accounts, I don't think we would have done what we need to do for the foundation on that front. I'm open to people's suggestions about how to do this, and I don't think it's simple, and I don't think it's something we're going to resolve tonight. But I think we need to actively try to figure out how we do it.
And how we work with the operations, with the general managers, and in terms of making these things work. It's, you know, it's a very, like I said, it's, finance is very integral to this process, and we can help those operations people, the general managers, the executive director, to accomplish the goals that they need. Lonnie, can you just do a little quick follow-up, and then we probably need to look at what we need to do for the next meeting and then sign off?
Sure. You know, I think that the single most important thing that we can do, sort of agreeing with everyone but adding a little bit to it, is I think if you do an 18-month plan, 18-month budget, if you will, it will become clear as you look in the middle of next year what's sustainable and what's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're not just doing a budget. We're doing cash. This calls for an 18-month cash flow projection. And it will become clear what's sustainable, what's not sustainable. And once we get that in hand, we say to the operations people, you can see that you will run out of money or you'll be into savings at this point. And we need to plan, be planful in terms of dealing with how we will plan for whatever changes that need to be made. I think that's the single most important thing that we can do that will bring to the fore critical issues facing us in a two-year scenario, because 18 months is roughly the 2 years. So I think that would be my sense of moving toward a really critical outcome that we'll be faced with, whether we plan for it or not. It'll happen.
Right, right. And we're helping to drive those decision makers so that they will understand the business that they have and be able to make those intelligent decisions so that they can, and this is the way you do it. Yeah, this, so this is very good. So in terms of the next step for the next meeting, we're to come back, each one, in terms of either ranking or just in terms of what we need to do to move these goals or projects forward.
And thank you, Madam Chair, for having summarized all those things that have come up to give us something to start from.
Right, over the not just last year, but over the years, because we've talked about these things since I've first been on the Finance Committee.
Chair, I just want to let you know I'm making you an edited version of all the other points where I've consolidated a few of the things. I think it's easier for me to follow, and perhaps you'll see where there is some things that aren't clear. I might have misunderstood stuff. So I'm going to send that out to you when we adjourn the meeting. And these are the things that are not on that list that Brian prepared.
So it's something in addition to what he didn't actually read.
No, these are the things off of your first list, which I which are not on the list. That I'm basically just trying to understand what you've written here, and you'll see that coming across the stream shortly.
Okay. So I guess this goes back to initial discussion when we were trying to discuss this, and then Dave and the others came in, and I tried to explain to you to you and Brian both in terms of the finance environment and how what the drivers are and what you're really trying to do in terms of your finance being an integral part and trying to get operations to understand the financial impact of the business and where and the important decisions that need to be made in order to again to move the foundation forward, and that this is what we're trying to do. This is the context of these goals and projects. It's not just in of itself, but to be a part of that. an integral part of that process. But and so at the other, so everyone else, you want to just look at the we'll look at what Brian and what Jane have done here, and then we can all look at our look at it, and then we can move forward on this. And as Terry said, number one, we have a timeline on the most important thing, which came out of the PNB meeting and was on the also on Ross Wisdom's list, was the Finance Procedures Policies and Procedures Manual. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Time is nigh.
I'm sorry?
Move to adjourn.
Past nigh.
Okay, so let me just make sure, Terry, are we okay with in terms of what we need to do?
Yes.
Okay, then if the Secretary says it's okay, we'll entertain that motion again to adjourn.
So move.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.